I'm Windsor Johnston with more NPR.
Good morning. Welcome to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells. I'm here with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Good morning, Misha.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day out there.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. I'm going to soak up the sun. I'm going to tell everyone to lighten up. I'm going to tell them that I've got no one to blame. But every time I feel lame, I'm looking up. I'm going to soak up the sun.
Well, we have a lot planned for this morning. Lots of guests, and we'll be talking about upcoming weekend events in Park City. Greg West, Utah Olympic Park, to talk about Western Day.
We'll have Travis English from the Summit County Fair and Paige Lindsay, 2013 Miss Summit County.
We have Laurie back as Park Ranger Jordan L. to talk about fire on the water. And we're going to be talking about a whole bunch more, so stay tuned.
I'm going to soak up the sun.
Your daughter takes a fall on her bike, and you're not sure what's really going on with her aches and pains. I'm Dr. Lisa Saturnino at Intermountain Instacare. We gladly accept walk-in patients. No appointment needed. Our Instacare in Park City is located at 1665 Bonanza Drive. We have a new call-ahead number to reserve an arrival time. Call 435-649-7705. Intermountain Healthcare is a nonprofit organization.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts with Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital. Did you know Summit County has the highest rate of breast cancer in Utah? It's an alarming statistic, but one that can be changed with early detection. Mammograms save lives, and at Park City Medical Center, our team of skilled experts use the latest technology for the most accurate reading. We also offer soft robes, a private women's only center, and a special cushion called a mammopad to help make mammograms more comfortable. Call 658-7051 to schedule your mammogram today. It's a call that could save your life.
Mark your calendar. The 45th annual Park City Kimball Arts Festival kicks off Friday, August 1st and goes through Sunday, August 3rd on Park City's historic Main Street. Friday night is free for all Summit County residents with ID beginning at 5 p.m. See more than 70 new artists, a new and improved kids area, live art demonstrations, local food artisans, beer garden, live music, and more. The festival is the Kimball's largest fundraiser of the year. The Kimball Arts Center is a nonprofit organization. Find us at kimballartcenter.com.
And welcome back again. This is Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells. I'm here with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Misha, how you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. It's hard to complain when you live in Park City, Utah.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, you know, there's a lot going on this weekend. We're going to be covering all those events. Before we do, though, there are other park cities in this country. There's a Park City, Kansas. There's one in Montana. And my favorite, Park City, Kentucky.
Funny you should say that. I'm from really close to Kentucky. I'm from Mississippi.
Ah, very good. Well, we want to find out what's happening in Park City, Kentucky. And joining us on the line right now is Eric Holden. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Did you know that there were other Park Cities in the country?
No, not until you told me yesterday.
Did you know about Park City, Utah?
Oh, well, of course, about Park City, Utah, but kind of our sister city from across the Mississippi.
There you go.
Yeah. What's the current temperature out there right now?
It is in the upper 60s right now. I think we're supposed to have a high of about 81 today.
Hey, we're in the same neighborhood here in Park City, Utah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, outside our Sweet Alley Studios, it's about 67. And what's our high going to be today, Misha?
You know, it looks like our high is scheduled to be about 86. So we're a little bit higher than you guys in Park City, Kentucky. But we have a little bit less humidity over here, I think.
Oh, well, I would take that over the heat, so.
Yeah. Now, we have, as we mentioned, as we talked before, we have, like, I think about 15,000 people here in this town that swells to about 70,000 at Sundance. And then in the winter, when everyone's here skiing, it can go 25 or 30,000. What is the population in Park City, Kentucky?
We are a booming metropolis of about 500 people.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yes. I think the 2010 census put the number at about 520.
So what's your what are you most excited about this weekend in Park City, Kentucky?
Oh, well, this weekend in Park City, it's supposed to be sunny, so that's always nice. And I looked at our events page, and you know, being in Kentucky, we like a little bit slower pace of life than other places in the nation. And our events page dates to 2009, so that's the most recent event that I could look up for us. there's always something going on at Diamond Caverns or Mammoth Cave just right up the road from us. So cave tours, certainly.
And so you can go to the National Park for a cave tour, but you can also go to Park City, where you are the manager of the Diamond Caverns, and you have quite a tour package there.
Yes, we do. We do. We offer a very nice one-hour tour that where you get to see a lot of pretty formations, all the stalactites and stalagmites, all the formations that you normally think of when you think about caves and caverns.
Mm-hmm. Well, our little summer show is going to be running through Labor Day. We'd like to maybe get you on the phone again at some time and just check in with you and see how you're doing.
Oh, sure. That would be great. We'll be switching around mayors later. You know, with only 500 people, we each kind of take a turn. So maybe that will have happened between now and next check-in.
Have you taken your turn yet?
I have not. I'm a transplant, so I'm kind of bottom of the list. Other natives get to go before I do. So.
Okay. Oh, one last question. Kentucky's a big state. Where are you geographically?
Really, south central Kentucky. If you can find I-65 that runs from Michigan down to the Gulf, we're just kind of right smack dab in the middle of the state. So we're just really south central, very near center of the state. So.
A lot of people driving Corvettes around there?
Oh, yes. Gosh, you know, Corvette Museum's only 20 minutes down the road from us, so Corvettes are kind of the bread and butter around here. Everybody's got one, it seems like.
And how far are you from Bowling Green, where they manufacture the Corvette?
We're only 20 miles north from Bowling Green, but sometimes it feels like we're in Frontier Town. You know, there's not a whole lot going on 20 miles north of Bowling Green. So,
well, very good. Well, Eric, we want to thank you again, and you know, we'll give you a call some other time and just check in with you and see what's cooking.
That would be great. I look forward to hearing what other park cities are up to.
So. All right. Eric, listen, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, again, that was Eric Holden, who is a longtime resident of Park City, Kentucky. And we're going to check in with him and maybe Park City, Kansas, Montana. There may be one in Illinois, Misha. I'm not sure. I got to check on that one.
You know, I feel like you might be right. I seem to see Park City, Illinois pop up every now and then.
Right.
Okay. Big metropolitan area.
Yeah. Well, very, very, very good. We will return after this tune. We're going to play a quick song for you, and then our guest will be Greg West from the Utah Olympic Park to talk about the Big Western Day tomorrow, July 19th. Be right back.
My spine, it's a shadow right in front of me. I don't know if it's mine. You know, I got all your messages. I got you writing on the wall. I must have been too blind to see. Are you right or was too small? See, misery loves company, but the company won't stay. When everything I feel inside drives everyone away, I'm just looking for forgiveness. But even that seems out of place. Trying to find a welcome look in anybody's face. Yeah. I
me with my pain. I hear this voice inside my head, it's driving me insane.
Back. This is Mountain Money. Mountain Money, yeah. Well, Mountain Money will be Monday, and Mountain Summer will be right now. And Mountain Summer is the Everything Summer show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Misha, again, good morning.
Good morning again.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. I want to read a quick report from Captain Kirk of the Park City Police. The Air Force will be holding a training exercise between 11 and 1 today, which will involve paratroopers dropping into the North 40 field. Ball games will not be affected. The state of Rhode Island is not invading. It is an Air Force training exercise. So that's all. Not to alarm anyone, if you're driving down the road, you see paratroopers coming in. It's just a little training exercise. It's cool. And that, again, will be today between 11 and 1.
Wonderful. Well, we will be on the lookout for that between 11 and 1. In the meantime, we're going to chat a little bit with Greg West from the Utah Olympic Park, who's here to tell us about Western Day, scheduled for tomorrow. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Of course. So tell us, what is Western Day?
All right, so Western Day is an event we have every summer at the Utah Olympic Park we're really excited about. It's kind of a theme day that we have, so everybody at the park will be dressed in their best Western garb. You'll probably see a couple of really big belt buckles and a couple of good-sized cowboy hats.
And what are you going to wear?
Probably some nice tight jeans, belt buckle, cowboy hat, possibly some boots. Who knows, maybe some spurs.
Wonderful. So how long have you guys been doing Western Day at the park?
I actually do not know the answer to that question. Melanie's probably going to get really upset about that.
That's okay. We're here to have fun, so we'll do our research on that. So tell us, you know, I know that the
this
Utah
is the 100th anniversary of Western Day.
Perfect. I know that
it might be the 200th. I don't know. We should always make things up. I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, definitely. That's
yeah. So jump right in there, Greg. Man, this is the 300th anniversary of Western Day.
Perfect. Greg, so 300th anniversary, that's really big.
Yeah, this is a huge, huge thing for us. 300 years at the Utah Olympic Park since 1997. So really monumental things happening at the UOP.
So what else can we expect tomorrow besides the big hats, big belts, tight jeans, and cowboy boots?
Well, we have a lot of activities going on. It kicks off at about noon in front of the Quinney Welcome Center and the Olympic Plaza up there at the park. As soon as you drive up to the top of the hill, and you can't really miss it, you see those two huge ski jumps, just head that way and you'll get there. But we have, like I said, all kinds of activities. We're going to have a mechanical bull going from noon to 2. We've got bounce houses for the kids. We've got some games, including a roping station. We're also going to have live bluegrass music by Yeah Buddy, and we're also going to have barbecue available throughout the event. So a lot of fun things to do. On top of our regular Saturday activities, which include our Flying Ace All-Star Show at 11 a.m., so if you want to check that out before Western Day really kicks off, you'll see a bunch of past, present, and future Olympians flipping off these ramps, going about 60 to 65 feet in the air, doing 3 and 4 flips and twists and all kinds of crazy stuff before landing in that nice cool water.
You've got the visitor center for parking. Do you expect the parking to overflow and the people to be parking on Olympic Park Parkway?
Yeah, I think that we're going to have a lot of cars there. And we have the Visitor Center shuttle that actually runs from the Utah Olympic Park back and forth from the Visitor Center once an hour. But I believe that parking is going to be thick.
Well, there's nothing like thick parking.
And
that'll be good. What's the weather going to be like tomorrow, Melanie? I haven't even looked yet.
Well, my name is Misha.
Okay, Misha. Jeez, you
so
know,
we'll
I'll tell you what.
Melanie
is not here. She was supposed to be here with but Greg is here. Greg, we're delighted to have you.
It's a pleasure.
You know, tomorrow where it's looking to be a little bit, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, but also partly sunny with a high near 84. So I think for Greg's sake, we're going to go ahead and highlight that partly sunny with a high near 84. Few winds, southeast winds around 8 miles per hour, that are going to switch a little bit over to the west in the afternoon, which is perfect for western days. So it's almost like Greg special ordered this forecast.
Yeah. Now, the mechanical bull. Have you ever been on one, Misha?
No. I tend to stay away from the mechanical bulls.
Yeah.
John, are you going to come out and check it out? You're going to get on it and
I'll
take
check
a
it
ride?
Out. Absolutely.
All right. We're
going
to hold you to that. Sandy, okay. Melanie, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Reserve a spot.
We'll take a shot at it. How about you, Greg? Have you done it before?
I have ridden a mechanical bull. However, I will not be participating in that activity tomorrow.
Right.
So I have a question. Mechanical bulls, are they for children of all ages?
I think the mechanical bull usually, I would say middle adolescent on up.
So older children.
I would not stick my four-year-old on a mechanical bull. I just don't think that that would be a good thing. Not that I have a four-year-old or anything like that.
So we'll keep all four-year-olds away, but we will let all middle adolescent and, you know, 50-year-old children, they're probably good.
Absolutely. But we do have plenty of activities at the park for all ages. Basically, if you're 35 pounds or more, you can do something at the park. One of our activities, we've got our two zip lines, including the extreme zip line, which is about 1,440 feet at 55 miles an hour. It's the steepest in North America. It's an absolute blast. And we have our three adventure ropes courses. And like I said, those are for all ages as long as you're 35 pounds or up. And of course, it's the Utah Olympic Park. So we have our Summer Comet bobsled ride. You can take a ride in one of our four-man bobsleds that are specially designed for use during the summer from the Olympic start where they took off during the 2002 Olympic Games. So it's a lot of fun. 70 miles an hour, about 4 G's. And remember, a space shuttle only pulls 3.5 at launch. So we do get after it at the Utah Olympic Park.
Yeah, you certainly do. And that the last two turns, that S turn, that's tough.
Going through 14, yeah, that's slingshot. When I'm on a skeleton sled, we're pulling about 4.5 to 5 G's going through there, and then all of a sudden it releases just like that. And that's why we call it slingshot. It definitely launches you down the track.
Right before the Olympics, it was snow. It wasn't the summer ride, but you were giving some rides to people back then, and I took a ride, and I remember right before we left, I said, you know, the only downside to this is that it only lasts about a minute. I'm telling you something. When I saw that finish line, I said, thank you, God. I was so glad to get out of that thing. That thing really takes off. But that slingshot, that I think that's what did it to me.
Absolutely. We say it's the longest minute of your life. A lot of people try to compare it to a roller coaster. It's not like a roller coaster. It's like going down a hill in a bobsled. That's the only way you can possibly describe to somebody what it's like. And unfortunately, unless you've done it, you don't really know. It's definitely a unique experience, and if you have the opportunity, there's no better day than tomorrow, Western Day, at the Utah Olympic Park to give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. And so what time does it start again?
We're kicking off Western Day activities at noon. We're going noon to 4, but the park actually opens at 9 a.m., and our rides start at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And where can we find out more information about Utah Olympic Park and Western Day?
www.utaholympiclegacy.com.
Awesome.
Very good. Greg West from Utah Olympic Park here to talk about Western Day, which is tomorrow, and it sounds very exciting. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks again for having me on.
Have a great weekend. I'll see you at the Olympic Bowl.
I'm holding you to the bowl.
Okay, man. We will return right after these messages.
Support for KPCW comes from Wasatch Brew Pub, offering brunch on the patio at the top of Main every Saturday and Sunday, including New York steak and eggs, Wasatch waffles, and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Love road cycling? this August 23rd hit the pavement to benefit the National Ability Center, a nonprofit organization, during the 7th Annual Summit Challenge. A fully supported 18, 52, or 102-mile road ride welcomes riders of all ages and abilities. The event culminates with live entertainment, food, and more at the National Ability Center Ranch. Riders with a disability may participate at no cost. Early bird registration ends July 31st. Visit summitchallenge100.org to register.
And welcome back to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I am John Wells with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Misha, I just met you this week, and you've been around town for a long time. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Whoa, pop quiz. So I have been in Park City since 2007. I worked at Park City Mountain Resort for about 6 years in the marketing department, and a year ago decided to take a leap of faith and kind of branch out and see what I could do on my own. So now I provide marketing services for several clients, both in Park City and over the hill, over in Alta.
There's many people that are, you know, in marketing and have gone to school and have their degrees in marketing that would love to work in a mountain town. And the jobs are far and few between. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned earlier I grew up in Mississippi and Georgia and sort of stumbled upon a marketing job in the ski industry in 2002. And somehow it's been 14 years and I'm still 21. So that's cool. But yeah, I've been really fortunate.
Well, that's great. We have a lot cooking this weekend. Why don't we talk about it?
Oh man, where to start? You know, Park City is just one of the greatest towns. It's probably one of the reasons that I've stayed here since 2007. And Deer Valley Music Festival is just one of the highlights of my summer every summer. And this is an action-packed weekend over at Deer Valley. We're going to start off this evening at the Deer Valley Music Festival with the 1812 Overture. It's an annual event that is just a favorite of so many and definitely something that's not to miss. So we definitely recommend checking that out.
You know, when I was in Boston, the Boston Symphony would scoot every summer and they'd go out to Tanglewood, the far western edge of Massachusetts. I used to miss them. I used to think, man, it's so, you know, to live in Tanglewood, to have the symphony there for the summer. Now, to think that the summer home of the Utah Symphony is Deer Valley, and they're here all the time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to attend the fourth weekend, the Kenny Rogers, and it was really, really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, we also have the Chorus Line, which is running through July 27th, and that, of course, is at the one and only iconic Egyptian Theater. And it runs Thursday and Saturday nights, Thursday through Saturday nights at 8 p.m., and their Sunday show is at 6 p.m., but that is a classic, a Chorus Line, and I attended last weekend. Very, very good.
Wonderful. You know what else is ongoing currently? The Park City Restaurant Association has been hosting a Park City Summer Cocktail Contest. And it's, you know, several restaurants around town are participating. And you can go to Park City Restaurants to find out exactly which restaurants are participating and vote for your favorite cocktail in Park City this summer. And what a cool honor to be the restaurant that has the Park City cocktail for the summer.
Do you have any idea when they're going to choose that?
You know, voting goes through July 31st, so I'm assuming that what they will do is tally up the votes immediately following and announce the winner. And I know in the past they've done a really fun party where they announce the winner, and it'll be interesting to see how they announce that this summer as well.
Yeah, exactly. Over at the Canyons, there is a free Saturday summer concert series that will be featuring on the 19th Saturday. Will be featuring Trigger Hippie. And so that is going to be happening. Let's see. The Cabriolet and Waldorf Gondola will be open Saturdays at 4, and the concert is at 6 p.m., so that sounds pretty good.
You know what else is happening at, over at the Canyons this weekend, which is actually really exciting, the Enduro Cup series. And the Enduro Cup is an action-packed bike race where basically crazy extreme mountain bikers just endure a lot of biking, where they, I think what they do is they have some lift service that gets them to the top, but they do have some climbing as well as downhill biking. So it's apparently a big new thing in the mountain biking scene, and definitely something that we're very fortunate to see. Of course, Park City is one of the best biking towns in the world, and it's neat to have some of the top athletes in the world come and participate in these type of events.
Well, that sounds excellent. Now, you mentioned at the very top that the symphony tonight is the 1812 Overture, which is going to be a great show. Tomorrow night, on Saturday the 19th, the Deer Valley Music Festival continues with Mary Chapin Carpenter and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. So she's been tearing it up lately, so it'll be great.
You know, one quick other thing that's happening tomorrow night that is pretty spectacular and also happens all over the world is Park City Live's annual summer white party. And white parties are a big thing over in Europe, over in Amsterdam and even Turkey, Bulgaria. You know, all over the world they have these white parties. And it's really cool. You know, if you're out and about on Main Street tomorrow night and you see a lot of people dressed in white, don't worry, they're not angels. They're just they're just out for the white party at Park City Live. And it looks like Tiesto, who's really big in kind of the dance music scene, is one of the influencers of this event. So if you're a later night type of person, which I myself am not, but it's always fun to put on your white duds and head out and do some dancing at Park City Live.
Can you wear white and crash the party?
I think you have to wear white. I think you'd be crashing if you didn't wear white.
Ah.
But all are invited. Everyone's invited to wear white and yeah, go.
Well, fantastic. The Fox School of Wine's Weekend Wine Series continues. It'll be actually starting Saturday and goes until August 30th, and that will be at the Silver Baron Lodge. So, again, there's a lot going on.
There is, and we also are ending the first week of Triple Crown this weekend and have another crop of Triple Crown athletes coming in next week. So we'll continue to have lots of young athletes around.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play a quick tune. And when we return, Travis English from Summit County Fair and Paige Lindsay, who's the 2013 Miss Summit County. So stay tuned. We shall be right back. And this is the Bad Boys of Boston. This is Aerosmith. I wonder what they're doing this weekend. Anyway, here you go. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
To the
to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I am John Wells, and I'm here with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Misha, that was a fun little segment we just had, huh?
You know, I'm so excited about this weekend, and I'm really excited to be a part of it, yeah.
Yeah. That mechanical bull, though, I am getting a little nervous now, so...
You should. You know what else I was wondering? I think it's going to be a little bit challenging for all those people on the bobsled with their cowboy hats. So I hope that Greg comes up with a solution to hold on to their cowboy hats, because that sounds dangerous.
Yeah. And the one piece of advice they gave me when I did that was, when the bobsled starts out, keep your head up, because if you put your head down, the centrifugal force will keep it down and you won't be able to look around as much.
Yeah. So those, you need to look around.
Yeah. Have you taken that?
No. Mm-mm.
That'd be fun. You should try it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Hey, our next guest is Travis English from Summit County Fair. This fair is so exciting. Travis, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
And you've also brought with you the beautiful Paige Lindsay, who's the 2013 Miss Summit County. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. Hey, how's your year been?
It has been super fun. It's been a lot of parades, and the week of the fair is definitely the most fun, the most crazy week, but it's really good time. You're at the fair the whole week doing activities with everyone, and it's really great. There's fun for the whole family. So
are you sad that your year is coming to a close?
I am. It's kind of, it went by way too fast, but it was a really great experience, and I'm super excited to pass it on to someone else, so it'll be good.
Oh, great. Well, tell us about the qualifications, you know, age-wise and those sorts of things for the 2014 Miss Summit County.
Yes, you have to be 18 to 24, and you have to have a talent. Well, you don't have to have a talent, but you compete talent, a fitness, evening gown. There's an interview portion, and it's just a lot of fun. You make a lot of new friends, and it's really cool. It's a really cool experience.
And I believe that the qualification period starts on the 28th of July, and then the 31st you crown the
Absolutely.
2014.
Absolutely. So it starts on the Monday, the 28th, with an orientation at the North Summit High School. That's also where the pageant's held that Thursday night. New this year, on Tuesday, we're going to the Waldorf Astoria here in Park City, and we're doing kind of a clinic day there with the girls. It's kind of like a luxury sort of day about the girls. They're going to meet with hair and makeup professionals and talk about that sort of thing. They're also doing a little self-esteem clinic with Regan Ledbetter, who used to be on ABC4. She's also the Fresh Market spokesperson now.
Right.
And then Stacey Woolley, who's a U.S. Olympian. She's a biathlon Olympian. She was also a Sochi NBC commentator, is doing a public speaking course for the girls as well, to kind of get them prepped up. So that's a new addition to the pageant this year that we're really excited about, and that's at the Waldorf Astoria. So
that's so neat. So how do you sign up to be a part of this?
All the signups are on summitcountyfair.org, and you can just click on the Summit County Scholarship Pageant link there. And it's pretty easy. You just fill out some essay questions and a little bit about yourself. Paige might be able to talk about her signup process, but...
Yeah, you just kind of a resume. You just tell a little bit about yourself. They just kind of want to know a little bit about you, what your likes and your interests and what your plans for the future are. And that's about it. It's nothing too hard or too difficult. So it's really great. Everyone should sign up and do it. It's a lot of fun.
So one other quick question for you, Paige. What is your talent?
My talent is dance. I am a dancer. I've been dancing since I was little. So that was my talent.
She did a beautiful job dancing as well.
Thanks. I did a lyrical piece, and... So it was really good. It was one that I choreographed myself, so it was a lot of fun to kind of put that together. So
one more quick question for you. Do you get to participate in the Waldorf Astoria Day?
I haven't really... Yes, I do. I get to go. Yay.
Please come.
Good, yeah, I'll be there.
I'll come too, don't worry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Stay in the Waldorf? Come on
yes.
now.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We were about to make up an answer, weren't we, Misha?
We were. We were going to let her go because right. she's beautiful and she's well-spoken. And
of course.
I think that she can add a lot to the day. So yeah. I'm glad you made the right decision, Travis.
Yeah. 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 Travis, great job. All right. So if listeners are hearing about this for the first time, there's still time to get through the application process.
Yes, absolutely. There's still time. I would recommend doing it and getting your stuff in. And
yeah, Monday is the deadline, though. So we are asking all the participants to sign up by this Monday, the 21st, I believe. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really pretty simple application process. But we've got girls lining up from all sections of the county. So
yes, that's good. We need we need everyone to represent.
Yeah,
that's great.
And the other cool thing that you guys haven't necessarily touched on just yet, but the winner of the Miss Summit County also gets scholarship money, which is something that's really cool and I think really important to talk about, that you get to use this money to further your future.
Yes, yep. I will be using my scholarship money that I'll get this year to further my education at UVU in the fall. So it's really great. It's really good money to go towards furthering your education. And
that's awesome.
That's
congratulations.
A huge part of it. Thank you.
Travis, we were talking last week about our collective observation that it's getting a little bit more crowded here in the county, and that the 4th of July parade, there seem to be more people there. And there seems to be, for a little bit after 4th of July, more traffic and things happening. You're seeing the same thing with your ticket sales, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing our ticket sales going up. They're up about by almost 50% this year than what we had sold last year. There's still tickets to our Demolition Derby, which is August 2nd, and then the 8th and 9th is the PRCA Rodeo event, which is always a lot of fun. We get some of the top national, international level cowboys from all over the world competing here in Colville. So it's a pretty fun event. But tickets are on sale at summitcountyfair.org. But I recommend you get them fast, because they're going fast.
And just to restate, the Demolition Derby tickets are still available, because
they are,
I believe,
for the Summit County Fair,
it's sold out in Camas for the Demolition Derby. But for the Summit County Fair, tickets are still available.
Absolutely. And we've got participants coming from Washington State, from Minnesota, people coming from all over the country to join in this Demolition Derby. Our Derby promoters are really getting well known within the kind of Derby circuit. So they've been out promoting for a year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're expecting to have a lot of cars, a lot of crashing, and it's always a bang up good time, So.
So for those of us who are not so familiar with the Demolition Derby, tell me what to expect.
Oh, geez. Well, Paige is there last year. She can weigh in on this a little as well.
It's my favorite part of the fair. It's just good car wrecking. And
so you get in a car and you crush it.
Yeah. Yep. So you've got lots of cars. You've got trucks that will go many
cars.
Yeah,
they have like a round of trucks, and they have a powder puff round, I think, this year with
which
girls.
Is all female drivers.
Yes.
So one of the strategies is you want to protect your radiator, because you can get smacked in the back. But if you get smacked in the front and you lose your coolant, your engine's going to overheat, and you are out of the competition. So you need to try to keep the front end collisions to a minimum, unless you're doing that glancing thing off to the side.
Right. Yeah. Can you still sell? But it's sold out. I can't enter a car.
No, you can still enter a car.
I can still enter a car. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Absolutely.
I'm going to go. I just got a new car. So,
Wrap it up a little bit, right?
Wrap it up. Yeah. We are giving away $4,000 to the winner of the cars, about $1,500 to the trucks winner. The mini cars will get a couple hundred dollars as well.
What's a mini car?
A mini car. They're kind of the a smaller
okay,
car.
Okay, gotcha.
Think of a Ford Escort of sorts.
Perfect.
Maybe.
Okay.
So they're out there in the field or in the arena, and they kind of crash and bash into one another until the last car running and still moving.
Oh, they bang against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh. You guys. Yeah. This is like aggression. If you have aggression, this is your sport.
This sport was invented by women.
I'm sure it was. I think I invented it, actually. I'm real aggressive. Yeah.
This is the We Make Up Our Own Stuff show. And we have a good time with it, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
The countdown's on. It's July 18th, and the fair is right around the corner.
Yeah, it starts August 2nd. We'll be and we kind of kick off with the Demolition Derby, and then we wrap things up with the two nights of Pro Rodeo at the end of the week. So
give us a quick 30 seconds of some of the pieces in the Summit County Fair.
Oh, geez, some of the pieces. Well, as I said, the ticketed events, the Derby, and then the Rodeo. We've got all sorts of 4-H contests. There's a pie baking contest. We've got mutton busting is when the little kids get on.
That's cute.
On the lambs. And
you like that, don't you, Paige?
I don't know. Last year, a few kids came to me crying, and it was quite...
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
They got busted by the muttons?
Yeah, it is really fun. Some of them are tough, and they just love it, and they could ride those all day.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to watch.
That's a lot of fun to watch, and the kids have fun, and they get a T-shirt and a little medal afterwards. We also have a barrel race that will be on Tuesday, August 5th, and that last year was the largest barrel race in the state of Utah. We're giving away 10 saddles this year. I'm sorry. No, yeah, 10 saddles this year, which is pretty exciting. So that's a lot of saddles to be just giving away to participants there. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot happening. There's food vendors.
Paige Lindsay, 2013 Miss Summit County, and Travis English, of course, from the Summit County Fair. Thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you August 2nd in those vehicles.
Yeah. We shall return right after these messages.
It's summer and the Park City Ice Arena is open. Join us for open skate and drop-in hockey programs all summer long. Don't miss new programs like power skating, girls-only drop-in hockey, and cosmic skate. The next session of classes begins July 21st and runs through August 6th. We offer skating classes for all levels. Learn to play hockey for athletes 5 to 12 years old and basic hockey skating for children 4 years and older. To register, simply stop by or call the Park City Ice Arena at 615-570-570. Register online, parkcityice.org. Park City Municipal Corporation is a nonprofit organization.
Hi, this is Katie Wang with the Park City Film Series. We're taking a break for the summer, but don't worry, we will be back in September at the Prospector Theater for our fall staycation. We've got some great events planned for our home away from home while the Jim Santee Auditorium and Library Building are being remodeled. So, like us on Facebook to stay up to date with all things film this summer, and check out our fall calendar on the web at parkcityfilmseries.org. The Park City Film Series is a nonprofit organization.
And we're back. This is Misha Lawson with my co-host John Wells, and we are bringing you the Mountain Summer Show, all things mountain and summer in the Wasatch Back. We also have with us our final guest for the show, Miss Laurie Backus, park ranger from the Jordanelle. And Laurie is going to talk to us about something really exciting happening at Jordanelle this weekend, Fire on the Water. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us about Fire on the Water.
It's an annual event that we hold in conjunction with Marine Products and Lofty Peaks, our concessionaire at the park. And it is just a really good time on the water, on the beach. And we have live music, food, games, free activities, parade of lights, which is where boats decorate themselves and enter a competition. And then we top it off with fireworks at 10.
Let's talk about the hot dog eating contest. How many hot dogs can you eat?
Personally,
yeah.
Like one. So I wouldn't win.
What do you think the winner's
well,
going to do?
Well, it's the first one to eat five.
Oh, really?
So you have a stack of five in front of you, and you have a glass of water or a cup of water, and it's the first one to get them all down.
Ooh, I could try that.
You could win.
Right before the bull riding contest.
Right before your mechanical
bull.
Actually, it would be after the mechanical bull. Well,
that's
I don't
true.
Know. What time is the hot dog eating contest?
It's at 7.
Okay.
Okay. The mechanical bull is 12 to 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So our event is 5 to 10. Mm-hmm. So music starts at 5 o'clock, live bands. And then 7 o'clock is the hot dog eating contest. 9 o'clock is the boat parade of lights. And then 10 o'clock is the fireworks.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of a water snob, you know, being from the East and everything. It's sort of a saltwater freak, you know, with my sailboats and powerboats. And when I came here, I said, geez, I got to try the Jordanelle out. And I've been on it all summer with my buddy Al. And we've had just a blast. I mean, it really is beautiful, just beautiful, and there's lots going on.
It's really nice with just not only the size of it, but the mountain scenery, and you can see Timpanogos at certain angles, and it's that high elevation. We're a little over 6,000 feet, so this is going to be really neat, too, because of at night with the fireworks, you're going to have that reflection off the water, and then you'll probably be able to see the stars and all sorts of, I mean, it's just really a unique experience.
You know, I was talking to one of your Parade of Lights competitors the other day, and I guess he was the winner 2 years ago, and last year he did not win. So I know he's got quite a bit up his sleeve. What do the Parade of Lights competitors do to really compete, and how do you win that event?
Well, I've got an application right here. So on the judging card, it says they get scoring for brightness, creativity, a theme, and then all around amazement.
Wow. I like it.
So, and the winner gets a Marine Products gift card.
And how many competitors do you typically have?
It depends. We've had anywhere from 6 to 20.
Let's go back to this hot dog eating contest, because I also really like hot dogs. Tell me about the winner last year.
The winner was a young man in his 20s. I believe he was in his 20s, and he did well.
Did he have a strategy that you could tell?
No, I think it was just bite and gulp of water and bite and gulp of water.
Bite, gulp.
He wasn't soaking them or anything like that. It was interesting.
Do you think, okay, so let's talk a little bit. Was he a bigger man, a smaller man?
No, actually, he was really skinny.
I know. Why are they always skinny?
I don't know. Maybe their stomachs expand or really elastic or something.
Gosh.
I don't know.
Now, the event costs $17 per car up to 8 people, but if you are an annual pass holder, you'll be able to get in with your pass, but donations, of course, are always accepted.
Yeah, with annual pass holders, you do get in for free. We will ask if they'll pay the $5 extra event fee, but they don't have to. But it definitely helps towards the events. You know, fireworks are very expensive. The bands, you know, everything like that. A lot goes into putting on an event like this, and so every little bit helps.
Right. Now, the Parade of Lights is at dusk, so 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, yep.
Okay, and then you're going to shoot the fireworks promptly at 10?
Promptly at 10. And it's a pretty good show. It's typically between 20 and 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's a really long show, and the pyrotechnics that are putting it on promised something special this year, which it's always special, so we're kind of excited to see what they have up their sleeve, because it's always been a very, very good show. So there might be something a little extra this year.
So where can I go to find out more information about all of these fun events?
Well, you can go to our website, stateparks.utah.gov, and click on Jordan L. and look at the events. You're welcome to call the park. But a big way is to follow us on Facebook. And also, there's a Fire on the Water Facebook page.
All right.
So that's specifically Marine Products does that one. And our Facebook, I mean, we're posting all the time. And you can ask questions directly on Facebook. And we're really good about getting back to you and answering your questions.
So is that just Jordan L. State Park on Facebook? Or?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. And it'll have the division logo with the green logo with the tent, so that's how you know you're at the right one.
The event starts at 4, and of course it goes until the conclusion of the fireworks, so maybe about 10:30 or so. If somebody just wanted to go to the Parade of Lights with their boat and also be there for the fireworks, how much, when should they get there? There's going to be a lot of traffic, isn't there?
Early as possible.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is very popular. We will be congested.
You have a shuttle.
We're going to have a shuttle that will help for like people staying in the campground, or we have an upper parking lot at our event center that we have weddings at that we can park people, and then the shuttle will take them down to the event. So that'll help with parking a little bit. And then if we get totally packed and full, we will have some overflow parking at the lodge at Stillwater, which is located just outside the park, and they'll be able to take the shuttle in from there.
Okay. All right. Well, Laurie, thank you very much for being with us. Laurie Backus from the Jordan L. You are a park ranger?
I am the park manager.
You're the park manager?
Yes.
Oh, hey, listen, I've really enjoyed the Jordan L this year. It's just a great place.
Well, I appreciate it. We do our best to try to keep it clean and safe and as enjoyable as possible.
Okay, great. Listen, thank you, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll return right after this message.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
All right, well, this is Misha Lawson and my co-host John Wells back again. And man, John, I don't know about you, but I am so excited for this weekend. There's so much to do. Where are you going to start?
Well, I'll tell you what, going to the concert tonight, I'm definitely going to jump on that bull over at the Olympic Park and see how many bones I can break. And then Saturday night, for sure, I'm going to the fireworks and the electric boat parade.
You know, I think you're going to have to develop a strategy here, and here's what I'm thinking, because I definitely want to also check out the events at the Canyons tomorrow. So what I'm thinking is Deer Valley tonight,
right?
Be an early show, get a good night's sleep, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to wake up early, yes, absolutely, put my cowboy hat on, my cowboy boots, head over. I got to see you on the bull, right?
Oh, of course, of course.
So then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pop over to the Canyons because it's right there.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get some lunch at the Canyons. I'm going to watch the crazy bikers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go over to the Jordan Ellen and enter the hot dog eating contest.
Are you going to enter?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you could nail five.
Absolutely.
I know you can.
Yeah.
I know you can do pretty quickly, too, because you're very professional. I know you'll prepare and that you'll wham, 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 wham. And, you know, you could win.
I know. I'm going to do some research tonight. You know, I know that there's a strategy involved, and I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. How many cowboy hats do you own?
You know, unfortunately, I don't really own a cowboy hat, but my boyfriend has two.
Okay.
And he has to work all day tomorrow, so he'll never know.
Here's my problem. I went to a golf event, and we're supposed to wear cowboy hats, and I wore my cowboy hat. It's the Stetson thing, and I got it when I moved here because you're supposed to have
City,
one, right?
Yeah.
But what I've discovered is that I need a summer cowboy hat. That's really kind of a fall, winter, early spring cowboy hat. I need a summer cowboy hat.
Park City problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Challenges.
Yeah. So, you know, we're looking pretty good for the weather this weekend. I don't know if you've caught up on the speed, but today is we're bringing back a few isolated thunderstorms. We are looking at about 30% chance tonight of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Tomorrow, we'll continue along that day with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 84. And then Saturday night, that 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms continues, again, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunday, once again, this is like it's starting to look familiar, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, partly sunny, with a high near 80. So it's looking like a steady chance of 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, basically until Monday when it drops down to 20%. But, you know, we've all been around long enough. We know a 30% chance is just enough to keep things pretty wet, and then we'll be sunny again.
I look forward to it. We will return right after this message.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
All right, and we're back. John and I couldn't be here today without the help from our wonderful sponsors. A shout out to Park City Sunday Market, Summit County Fair, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Utah Olympic Park, Squatters, and Wasatch Brew Pub.
And once again, I want to thank our guest, Greg West, Utah Olympic Park with Western Day tomorrow. Travis English from Summit County Fair and Paige Lindsay, 2013 Miss Summit County, talking about the Summit County Fair. And of course, Laurie Backus here from the Jordanelle talking about Fire on the Water. We also want to thank Eric Holden from Park City, Kentucky. This is KPCW Park City.